Blog Talk Radio.
That makes me feel very comfortable to say what I'm going to say to get together. And we are grateful to God for persons who well represent my office and also our community nationwide. So that's who I'm burning to represent. Yes. Thank him for building this relationship. With Muslims and bring the future to our children to come in America. And community that embraces the destiny of our country, American people's life and values. And as I see this thing first in the language of the founding fathers who wrote. Perception of the natural world, the external world, created by God. That is this way, because I think this is where we all focus in the same way. The creation of God, the external world, is given to us in our scripture. Praise God. But it's a world that challenges us. And it's the world that eventually will come under influence of those that do not follow the will of God, do not make the will of God uppermost, a primary, first, our most important. And so is those like you. says that before God made the world, man was in a form. He wanted to show the angel of David, his plan, his world, and his plan. So when Jibreel, the angel, witnessed it, he says to God, but that is to say that the world, matter, life, creation, as God made it, would not lead man astray. So then God, within an instant, changed the view that he was exposing to the archangel Gabriel, or Gabriel. But it happened. Man has put his influence on the world, in the world, and has changed the way we should perceive reality of the external world. And I think he's referring not to ancient times or beginning of man's history. I think he was referring to the day that he is living in right now. Yes. When man's world takes our attention from God, caused many problems for mankind. And the next perception that I want to share with you are the two concepts that we have. It's a concept we have of life, our perception of life. We believe that all life is one life. Plant life, animal life, and man. All is one life. we believe that that life is made to support mankind becomes a very special creation when man seeks to understand reality, when he seeks to understand himself, his own life and purpose, and he seeks to understand the relationship that he should have with the material universe or material system. And God says that he made man brain, not just man, which is brain, intellect, that he made the human brain for the world. He made the world for the universe. But it progresses from that to the belief that he made human life for the external world. Because we engage it with not only our rational minds, our intelligence, we engage it also with our heart. With our heart. Heart is for us to have a good, healthy, friendly relationship where we mutually benefit. Man engages the world of material things and takes it in as a gift of inhaling, and then he exhales what he receives. He should make a beautiful contribution in turn to the external world. And when we go from that perception of the relationship that we should have with the external, with our objective creation, our objective world, we come to the ideal of Tawheed, which progresses a belief in oneness, unity, wholeness, which progresses from our perception of the external world, material world, to a perception of life, all living things tied together, and finally to a perception of man as God intended man to be. So it's not without inspiration from God, and not without revelation from God, that we can come into our real human form, the time that God wants for all of us, but especially for leaders, so that the leaders will serve the many and keep the many safe and keep the many on the right path. Yes. So without revelation, we can't have that. We have to have communication from God. That's our belief. And when that communication comes, it creates us all over again. Holy Book says, God's Word and our Word, it says that the most generous, the beneficent, merciful, and most generous God, he created man. But, I'm sorry, first he taught revelation to man, and he created the human person. He taught sought relations to man and created the human person. So when God reveals higher knowledge or gives us deep insight into the nature of things through our own existence and show us his purpose, his will and purpose for us in this wonderful creation of his, then and only then do we come into the life form that is truly intended for flesh man. Man, flesh man. Material man of flesh. Natural man on the ground. And when God says, and when he has done that, he says to the rebel, Satan, who changed the way we perceive reality, he says to, when he has done that, then you submit to him. Submit to the man that I make with my true control, literally with my true hand. Satan, okay, Paul. And when we look at our beliefs that are given to us in Islam, universal for all Muslims, we are told to believe in God, have faith in God, in his angels, in his revealed book, in the prophets, in all of the prophets, have faith in them. So you will hear Muslim leaders who are trying to straighten the matter out for us and change the incorrect way that people see Muslims. They will say that Muslims have to believe in Jesus Christ. That's what it's about. Scripture obligates us to believe in Jesus Christ. And our belief in him is just so much like Christians' belief until it'd be really foolish for us to let the difference be a reason for us to embrace each other, or not to engage each other at least in dialogue, in healthy dialogue, peaceful dialogue. Yes. And belief continues. Basically, we believe you have to believe also in the judgment. Life after death. So these beliefs that we have are the same beliefs that the Christians have. And your leaders, yes, I would like to say our leaders. Yes, I would like to say our leader. I follow good people, good leaders, especially if they obey God. I follow them too. They become my leaders too. Yes, he just made us aware of our vision of Islam in a very beautiful way with only a very few words. So I'm just building on Billy, what he said, to show you that you're not too far apart. Say the nearest people to you, you'll find the nearest people to you to be those who say they are Christians, those who identify as Christians. Yes. And by the way, Muhammad the Prophet, he predicted, he said, of you coming in. He said that the world will see him and Christ Jesus together. Really, in our whole book, all prophets, legitimate prophets, and God in Scripture, is eternity. All unto themselves. They're called the brotherhood of eternity. So we see them united. We may be against each other, but we will be studying the life purpose of God, that manifests in his service, the prophets, the true messengers of God. We'll see that we have belief in the excellence of human nature, that God intended to perfect himself with revelation, by way of revelation, from himself. And we see purpose and common end, that we all are looking for the good end for all humanity. That's what brings us together. I engage in dialogue with Jews, with Christians, and some others, Buddhists and some others, because I believe we are one field, we are one. Human life is one. The evidence of that is for every new baby that's born. The baby comes here with the ability to express itself and get attention. It expresses pain, it expresses pleasure. Yeah. And we love that original life. And when we get old, we understand. We cry and wonder. We laugh and wonder. And our soul the deep meaning for religion is paying the debt. Paying the debt. Comes from a word that means debt, or that you owe debt. It means paying the debt. So judgment, yes, judgment is a time when we have to pay the debt. Pay up. It also means the day of release. I'm trying to understand that to me in the context of our scripture, our context of the time. That there's a coming of time when religion are going to be the issue. The biggest issue for man will be the religion, our religion. And God says we have to return to Him just as He created us in the first instance. That we have to be a plan of His creation that supports us, that comes to our final destiny of progressive human life. And that this Yom Kippur, the day of religion, I see it presently, never before in the history of the religion, of the great religion, did we have leaders of Christianity meeting with leaders of Muslims in the Islamic world, in Mecca, in the sacred land for the Muslims, where we perform pilgrimage yearly. And never did we see this worldwide interest in religion working together, coming together to understand each other, to know each other, and to support the common good, and recognize the value that we have in each of us. There's value for man, for mankind. In the Jewish way, value for mankind, in the Christian way, and value for mankind in the Islamic way. So we have to come together and make sure the world itself as a body of matter that has God's will in it. It has God's will in it. If you try to alter its laws, you get in trouble. You make trouble for the material universe, make trouble for human life, for everything. So we believe that even the natural creation supports the will of God, and it reacts to what man does in a way to advance human society more in the way of God, so that we reach the end, all of us reach the end that God wants for us on this planet. This is our belief, and I see that happening today more than at any other time in the history of mankind. So I call this the day of judgment, and this day of judgment is a day of religion. So religions come together and work for the common good and ignore these little differences we have, which should be minor, and support each other for God's purpose. And lastly, I believe that we're living in what I call the conclusion of all issues, major issues for human life on planet. We're living in the days of the conclusion. And these things have already been shown to us in the Torah, in the Gospel, in the Bible, and in the Quran. These things have already been shown. The end has already been predicted. We've already been told how the world will end. I used to read parts of Revelation and I thought it was nightmares. I thought it was really way off. But I come to understand that no, this is a prediction. It is telling us that the seven vowels are telling us that we are going to get trouble from the creation of God. We are told in our Holy Book that God ordered the heavens, ordered the creation on seven levels. He made seven levels. In the Bible called the fundamental, that's why I use the term firm. In the Quranic language, it's strong. Shadida. Strong means very strong. Resisting all attempts for anything to change it, take it out of its nature or its order. He made the world like that, seven. And I see the creation itself now, which responding to man, utilizing man's way of, I would say, selling resources, selling the natural resources. Energy, we have great energy problems. We have the ozone problem, warming, global warming. We have all these problems. We have waste problems. There's too much waste. We can't manage it. It's troubling our life. And I can go on and on and on. We have the abuse of forest land. We have many serious problems. The pollution of the waters and everything, killing the fish because of industry, making money, want to make money, and they're dumping this garbage in the water. We have many, many problems. And all the Holy Book says there's some of the time when the earth itself is going to respond to man's abuses as if God himself has revealed to Mother Earth. So I concluded with that, and I hope that shows you what I feel in my heart, and that is that God reaches us all. That make us like you in another way. Yes. Thank God for this day and this opportunity to speak to you. And I hope that we build on this friendship that has started with humanity, learning from you, learning from you, and your knowledge of it. Leader, person, and Islam, the Reverend Sheldon Harris.
I want to just say, Imam Muhammad, I admire you for trying to understand the book of Revelation. John Calvin, who's one of our forebears of the Presbyterian Church, wrote a commentary on every book of the Bible except Revelation because he said he could not understand it. So, will you entertain a few questions? Let's see, if we could have the microphones, if people can raise their hands, we have some
questions. Let me say before we take the questions, the Imam is on a very tight schedule, so we only need to take a few questions and prayer that they be from the members here, if possible. If you'll state your questions, raise your hand, we'll identify your questions very quickly. Yes. Stand, please. That every people, every religious group has a law and a way of tradition, has a law and a tradition. So this is established by God, and that's for us, for the leaders, for the leaders of Islam, so we're called Imam, Dawah, whatever. So it means that the Muslims should have a law. Tradition and their own tradition as other religious communities have that. And I think it's been carried too far, and we must recognize that some persons may ascend to leadership, but their knowledge is small. We don't put that much, we don't put too much importance on Sharia. For us, Sharia is the commandments of God, the laws of God, the restrictions we find. That is our Sharia. We do not accept these elected or put together by ethnic groups, nations, or national groups over what is revealed in the Quran. I'm going to make a very clear and be a serious problem. The way you carry on the phone, schools of thought. Schools of thought. Geography. For example, in the area of Iraq, in the land area, there's a Sharia. In Saudi Arabia, there's a Sharia. They differ. In Africa, there's a Sharia. They differ. In America, if they have the right to differ geographically, then we have an obligation to also differ with them, because we are in another geography, the United States of America. So these Sharia should be determined by the best of our leaders in their locale. We shouldn't impose Sharia and human faith on ourselves. It can be real trouble. That's a must for us. That's the reason, believe me, we don't do that. We hold things in.
About a lot of Christians don't know this. The gentleman asked about the imposition of Sharia law. My area of research was in the history of Arabic-speaking Christians in the Middle East. When the first Muslims came to the Middle East, Arabic-speaking Syriac and Coptic Christians were granted dhimmi status, an Arabic word which means protected minority. They were free to live under their own laws. Again, the Ottoman Turkish Sultan, the word was Mulek. Armenian Christians, Coptic Christians, Syriac, all got to live in their own terms with their own laws. And that was part of the protected, because Christians and Jews in the Quran are called Al Al Kitab, people of the book. And so they were free. The Sharia law was not imposed upon them.
Tell you why, because I think at least
glad you asked, and Ginger is one of the ones who went to the mosque. People have asked for a long time where the voices of moderates are. Right here. Within an hour after the towers went down, Imam Muhammad, very, Bob, let you speak what you said.
I said that behavior was not just the behavior, it was very savage behavior. Suicidal mission to achieve or get attention to your problem, to your cause. This is the vision of this one. And taking your penis is not a tradition. You have to carry your soldiers in there. You have to show them to see that you do not have harm. Anyone who is not there, you have to harm. Even though they were hungry, people are driven by desperation, just like the animals, and he puts in I think attention needs to be given too to the causes for this, savage behavior, and wild behavior, and inhuman behavior. And I don't think we should judge the Muslims by what these terrorists are doing any more than we should judge American Christians. The KKK did for over 100 years for us, and we have no one to turn to. So we should not look at only what is happening, but we should look for cause. Since I said it to the white people in the South, I want to mend the relationship with Southern whites. Thank you so much. Because I saw very, very radical things and unreal things that didn't get no support, ideas that had no support in true reality. Rational support, no. Didn't have rational support. I was taught those things, I was given those things, and I was trying to get away from my mother. So I grew. Except that our world is the real world, and everything else is not real. So I can understand how people can get in these mindsets. And I think we should forgive them. This time is better, so bettering our relationship with our enemies. We should try to better our relationship even with our worst enemies. So these terrorists in time will be behind us, and they'll still be around. Yes, people will still be vain. We should learn to be as God and as David. We should learn to forgive.
Your mom has a flight he's got to take. But before we go, I'm going to do the same thing because the Crusades were hardly Christian. And many Christians were practicing something called the Reconciliation War, saying, I'm sorry to Muslims and Jews for what they did. Before we bid farewell, I want the folks in King's Ranch to meet Vernon's family. Vernon, you introduce the police, where's your wife at? And your daughter? Vernon's daughter, who's a graduate student of Norfolk State, gave one of her poems yesterday. All I got to say is Maya Angelou, watch out. Very powerful. I'd like to thank Imam W.D. Muhammad for being here today. I hope and believe this is not just the beginning of something, but something that will continue on. And just because the Imam has to leave, you all are all free to stay here and visit one another. You don't have to leave. We would encourage you to introduce yourself to people in the pews and get to know each other. That's the way peace comes about. Thank you, and God.
I just want to recognize my friend.
Yeah,
I just want to recognize my friend, Fred McCall, Reverend Fred McCall also.
Thank you. Please, stay. Don't leave.
Natural Skincare by Karima with Shea Butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body, without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products, Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skincare by KHB. For more information, visit us online at www.naturalskincarebykarima.com or email us at naturalskincarebykarima@gmail.com. Give us a call at 301-534-4475 or fax us at 240-318-3537. Try out our newest product, our Peppermint Foot Rub, for a luxurious feeling your feet won't forget.
Good evening. You're listening to the New Africa Business Association Blog Radio. I am your host, Bilal Masadiq Bynum, along with my co-host, Abdul Abzee Shahib. Brother Shahib, are you with me? Brother Aziz? Brother Aziz?